grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. I often think that one of the most consoling things in Holy Scripture is the way it frankly tells us how slow our Lord's disciples were to understand him. I don't know about you, but I'm a slow learner, especially when it comes to the things that really matter, and so were the disciples. In the gospel for this day, we have the wonderful story of how the Lord Jesus, with great compassion, fed the hungry multitude with a scant 7 loaves and a few small fish, thereby revealing himself as the one sent by God the Father to bring life to a dying world. A world hungry for mercy and compassion, a fallen world groaning under the tyranny of death. St. Paul said in the epistle for this day, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." That eternal life that was lost when our first parents weren't even satisfied with all the abundance of paradise, that beautiful garden with every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, but instead wanted to seize that one thing God had forbidden them, and in so doing brought ruin on themselves and all their descendants, on you and on me. Into this ruined and dying world, God's eternal Son himself comes as that living bread sent down from heaven to supply, and more than supply, our need. For after the 4,000 had eaten their fill, the disciples took up 7 whole baskets of the fragments that still remained. But the disciples didn't understand. They just didn't get it. St. Mark goes on to tell us that. For not long after the feeding of the 4,000, when the disciples suddenly discovered they had only 1 loaf among them, they immediately began to worry about how they'd be fed. Jesus then asked them, "Why do you talk about having no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understanding? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. So he said to them, "How is it that you do not understand?" So the disciples were slow learners, and so are we. And what I mean by that is this. Like the disciples, we indeed see what happens in the course of our lives, but we often lose sight of the one whose providence directs our lives. We taste the food, but lose sight of the gracious hand that feeds us. It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who once said, God is in the details, in all the details of life, not only in the events we consider great and good, but also in those which seem so trivial to us, and yes, also in events and circumstances which humble us, and in so doing teach us in the hard school of experience how utterly dependent we are on our Maker and on Him alone, as the psalmist says, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." I've often referred to some words by a 17th century Christian, John Pierre de Caussade, who put it this way: "All that is done in us, around us, and by us contains and conceals the action of God. If we could pierce the veil, God would show himself to us without ceasing, and we should realize his actions in all that happens to us. To each thing we should say, 'It is the Lord,' and we should find in every circumstance that we had received a gift from God. We should consider all creatures as feeble tools in the hands of an all-powerful craftsman, and should easily recognize that we lack nothing, and that God's continued care gives us each moment what is good for us." St. Paul puts it more simply when he writes to the Christians in the city of Philippi, "My God shall supply all your need." My God shall supply all your need. Yes, we, like the disciples, are indeed slow learners. And like them, we're often eager to know more than we in fact need to know. Isaiah says, "Truly thou art a God who hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior." And yet we know him as Jesus, our Emmanuel, which means God with us, God with us in the manger, God with us on the cross, God with us in the bread and wine of his sacrament. Yes, like the disciples, we are slow learners, slow to grasp even what he has shown us of himself, slow to remember, slow to understand. But that doesn't finally matter. For what finally matters is not that you and I understand God, but that he fully understands us, each and every one. Understands us in our ignorance, understands us in our perplexity, understands us in our sin, and yet forgives and loves us still, and according to his unsearchable wisdom, supplies all our need until that day when we shall see him face to face. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.